Welcome. This is episode 2 of my show, Tease Podcast, man, where nothing's off limits, where we talk about everything, anything, whether it's entertainment, whether it's UFC, whether it's MMA, whether it's basketball, football, baseball, high school, college, professional, it doesn't matter, man. Nothing's off limits, man. But today, right now, I want to address a couple things, man. One of the things I want to address is how do women feel about being nasty in bed? How do women feel? Black women. How do you guys feel? White women, how do you guys feel? And, you know, and this is, we're all adults, man. So be open, be honest. Let us know. Let me know what you think. What's off limits to you? What's not off limits? And I think for the most part, my reason for this is because I think a lot of times when people get married or people been in relationships a long time, you know, people end up, I think, taking the other person for granted. You know what I'm saying? Like, you take them for granted. Like, the man, he sees his beautiful wife every day. He sees his beautiful girlfriend every day. He gets to that point and place where he's like, eh, she all right. Right? But he goes to work and he sees the new intern, or he sees the new person who just started, and she's beautiful, gorgeous, and I'm looking at it from a man's point of view, and all of a sudden, you know, you have them working together 8 hours a day, building rapport, and have a professional relationship where she confides, he confides. Now, all of a sudden, that person no longer is just an employee, but now they're attractive. So how do you gauge that as far as being married, like your wife. Do you take them for granted? Women, do you take your husband for granted, your man for granted, when, you know, you're so accustomed to him doing what some men don't do, where he may open the door for you every blue moon. Not every time, but most of the time. Where he pays when you go out to eat dinner, when it's time for sex. Are you willing to give fellatio? Are you willing to just be as nasty as he desires from looking at a Pinky video? And for those who don't know who Pinky is, she's a well-renowned porn star, beautiful woman, one of the best in the game. And yes, I've watched many videos with Pinky in them, but I'm just curious to know. So that's one of the things that we're going to discuss today. And we just want to know, like, women, what is that you won't do? Or what is it that you will do? And what is it that we can excel at as men? So, you know, that's just some of the things that we're going to discuss today. And right now, as I post this, as I get ready to post this on my Facebook page, please feel free, be mindful of each person's other person. So, you know, you don't have to use names. Be discreet, however you see fit. But on the serious tip, just be mindful that some people are married, so you know, I don't really disclose a bunch about what's going on in my house, but I know I have a lot of female friends, and no, I haven't slept with a lot of my female friends. Let me repeat that. No, I have not slept with a lot of my female friends, but most of my female friends, they ask me for advice all the time, and sooner or later, I'm going to actually have a couple of female guests on my podcast, where we can just discuss it, where I'm just sitting there talking to them, and so you can understand the type of questions I get from my female friends that ask me, like, why does he do this, why does he do that, and I just give it from my point of view on how I would actually do things or treat my women, or my woman. So that's one of the things that we're looking forward to. Part two of this, we will probably turn it from the sexual aspect and relationship aspect to talk about what's going on in D.C., man. Like, what's really going on with America and in D.C. that they act as if this is some new type of situation that we're living in. And this is not something that we are not accustomed to shit all the time. We witnessed the lynchings, the being drugged, the being killed. You know, for and I don't mean to offend anyone, but if you're offended, you know, just suck that shit up. But my white friends who have never seen it, this is like police brutality is nothing fucking new. Black people witness this shit all the time. I recall one episode, my brother and myself, we was traveling from Wilmington, North Carolina. We was going back home across the bridge. I'm from Brunswick County. And I recall he had a white Acura Legend at the time. I don't recall if he had his seatbelt on. I'm not sure, I had mine on. And we get pulled over by the police. When the police pulls us over, you know, both of us, excuse me, had our seatbelts on. And they tried to say, well, you didn't have your seatbelt on. I looked at him like, nah, I had my seatbelt on. You know, so they tried to go back and forth. And I just like, nah, I had my seatbelt on. So, you know, this is a situation where we got pulled over based on the fact that, in my opinion, it was based on the fact that we were black in a nice white Acura Legend. Yeah, some people might laugh and say Acura Legend, yeah, ha, 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 ha. But during the time when you 23, 24, and you driving a white Acura Legend, that shit reminds me of Mitch and Alpo and all, well, you know, the characters in Paid in Full driving the fucking Saab. You see what I'm saying? So that was the type of situation it was for us, for me and my brother. But, you know, nothing came about it. And obviously, I didn't get shot and killed, so I'm still here today. He's still here today. So it had, it didn't have those life or death implications, but you know, it could have turned out way worse, or it could have been one of those stories that, you know, you read about and hear about. But luckily, you know, I think it was nothing ever done, no warning. It might have been a warning ticket or not a warning ticket, because at the time, like I said, it, he and I did have our seat. We're going to be discussing what's going on in the news today. Man, I seen, and I talk about it all the time, but I see, I look at Donald Trump, and I see, Donald Trump says, Trump, quote unquote, your favorite president did nothing wrong. it's like, America's is fucking off the chain right now, man. Like, he is basically talking in third person, saying Trump, he, and basically referring to himself or something similar to like that. He's the favorite president, like, on whose fucking list, man? Like, he's the president, favorite president on whose fucking shit list? Like, all facts. Motherfuckers praying for George W. H.W., but whichever, Bush Jr. Motherfuckers is praying that Bush Jr. could be reelected. You know what I mean? Yet alone Obama. Like, are you serious, man? And it's the funny thing is, whether you're Democrat or whether you're Republican, you sit back and you watch this shit unfold. In the great words of Ricky Rose, I sat back and watched the debacle, so I'm part to blame. You know, I'm gonna get in touch with the political aspect later. You know, a lot of people look at me, they don't even know that I love politics. When I went to college and got my degree in political science and one in sociology, and I merged the two together, I started seeing how things really work, how things really operate. And one of the things I can honestly say about political science is it gives you a new appreciation for the political system. It gives you an understanding on how what's real and what's fake from a lot of this stuff that you see and hear. Prime example, I hear a lot of times people say, we need to get rid of the Electoral College. We need to get rid of it. And I'm like, do you understand what the fuck that shit really is? No, you don't. All you do is hear people say Electoral College is bullshit. But let me tell you like this, man. One of my professors, Professor Heberling, big shouts out to you, Professor Heberling. Your class was fucking awesome, sir. One of the things that we had a class, and he told us, he said, look, if y'all don't like the current system, get in groups, figure out a way that you can elect a president, and somehow it was more so like we thinking can't do popular, because you can't do popular vote. A lot of people think, oh, you, Hillary won popular vote. Yeah, true. But the thing is, our system is not set up for the popular vote to be the unanimous winner, because you have certain things called polarity, which means if you you can have like 10 people that's going to vote on something. And I might say this wrong, but hopefully I don't. 10 people, and you got three candidates. So you could have one vote for A, which is four votes. Then B, you can have three votes. C, you can have three votes. So technically, A didn't win the majority. You see what I'm saying? So that's the polarity. And I think in some cases, a lot of people don't understand polarity votes versus, but that's more so like I think the UK and things like that. But I'm just using that as an example to say voting is not just about voting. When you're talking electoral college, you're talking about in the beginning, if you had, because remember, you didn't have states, you had colonies. So you know what I mean? Like you didn't have 50 fucking states in the beginning. So what it was you had Philly, New York, California, Texas, places like that. And with those places, and I'm just using this as an example, you have those states with majority of the people per se. So if they voted and you had two candidates, you had Trump and Clinton, for an example, and let's say majority of, well, he win California, he win Texas, he win New York, he win Philly, then regardless of what the other states say, then Trump would be president. So they had to fix that, because if that's the case, then whoever win those four states would fucking win the presidency every fucking time. So they came up with a system to say the little states had to have a say. So that's why you have electoral college, which basically means that they have to win that so they can get that one vote. That one vote is one vote cast for that whole state. You know what I mean? Or that those, they get those three votes. They get that 10 to 15 votes, or whatever the case may be. So that's what people don't understand, because at one time, the citizens couldn't even vote. The only people who were allowed to vote were people who they thought had your best interest, which was governors, mayors, teachers, pastors, people that had a type of status. So that's one of the things, man, you got to realize also. So when it comes to voting, you know, people need to understand, like, it's not as simple as just drop that shit and you just vote, because it's not. But I think, obviously, every year you have Democrats who won't turn out for when there's a Republican president, and vice versa. So hopefully we have a big turnout of voters, and it doesn't matter what you believe in, just go fucking vote, man, and hopefully we'll get this shit straight, because they already know the Russians meddling. It is what it is. So now you paying all these motherfuckers with cybersecurity networks, CIA, FBI, Homeland Security. Let the motherfuckers earn their keep, man. I don't care if I have to go fill out a fucking ballot. You know what I mean? I don't care if you have to pick up fucking a Scantron and scan that shit. If you can do a Scantron and Scantron scan at a college level, then I don't care if you have a Scantron that you have to hand me to fill out to vote for the president. I don't mind. You know what I mean? Like, facts. So maybe that's something we need to get back to, man. But look, I'm gonna wrap this session up, man. And the thing is, I want people to understand, man. Get at me, because this is the beginning. You know, excuse me if I'm messing up or whatever. But just like when I go live for my boy, big shout out to my man Terry Galloway. That's my brethren. All the people, man, who know me and Terry, we go way back. Of course, my brother Mike, you know what I'm saying? He's not on this joint, but I tell you what though, if you see me and Terry, you know what I'm gonna bring, you know how I'm gonna bring it. And actually, I'm gonna have Terry on here as a guest. We're gonna be discussing some of the things that we see as far as with the youth and how we can better help and better prepare the youth. I'm gonna hopefully get his man on here, who used to play football with the Panthers, so we can discuss some sports. Find out what's going on that side of the house, man. But you know, as a former military service, man. Big up. Be safe to all my veterans, all my active duty, all my reserve, National Guard. But we got a whole plethora of things we're going to discuss with my new podcast, man. Check it out. If you have any questions, man, you can always hit me on the inbox, or you can always hit me at Terrence, Terrance, 475 at gmail.com. You can always hit me on there with a question and any type of topic. And you can also send me your numbers if you want to be a part of this, so you can call in, or we can call and discuss and see what's going on. And that way we can actually have a great dialogue, man. But until then, stay tuned for episode 3. Well, we just roll with it, man. No topic is off subject or nothing, man. We just get it in. Whether you're talking alcohol, whether you want to talk about the laws of marijuana, what they're trying to implement. Hey, man, we just going to go get it. You know what I mean? So until then, my peoples, y'all have a great day. One love. Be blessed.